We're in Siman Shin Samech Gimel, Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, "Imiyish bepirza Yosef Me'aser Amos." If there's more than 10 Amos in the hole over there, Afilu Einu B'Miluo. Tzarich L'Taknim Tzuras HaPesach Izin. If it's not in the entire area, it still requires a Tzuras HaPesach to close it up. Sif Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Tzuras HaPesach works even if it's the entire area that's open, so it's Tzuras HaPesach will work. Sif Gimel. Mavoi sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzos uparetz etzadrevi. If you have a mavoi that is three mechitzos, but it's open on the fourth side, hitru b'lechi, then you're allowed to put a lechi up. She'avyo v'rachbo kol shehu, which is the thickness of a kol shehu. Shamidenu b'pesach ha-mavoi, that you would place it in the entrance of the mavoi. V'yegovo asar tfachim, it has to be 10 tfachim high. You can make it out of anything, even out of animals. But you have to tie it up well, such that it won't kick, or so that you tie it up well enough that it won't crouch, such that it will be lower than 10 tfachim. Even a person can act as a lechi. The Shabur explains that even though by chatzer we said that you need a piece of wood that is a plank of wood that is four tefachim thick, here the chacham are more makel, because if something is made for dira purposes and private usage, so then it requires real mechitzos, and therefore a chatzer, which is normally used for private purposes, would require real mechitzos, and therefore we require a thicker plank, which will act as a real mechitza, as opposed to a mavui, which you don't really use for private purposes. Therefore, a lechi will be good enough. Sif Dalid, im yesh ksas kosel beruach revi. If there's some of the wall in the fourth side that still remains, ol mishum lechi, that can act as a lechi. Uvachi beruachab tefach, as long as it's a tefach wide. Mishmar explains, even though it wasn't made for lechi purposes, we hold lechi omim me'elav is kosher, and therefore it will be okay. Sif hey lechi di'inasha bezika lo matzikai, a lechi which if the wind blows it will not stand, lo chashiv lechi, that does not count as a lechi. Mishnah Berurah says so too when you make a Tzuras HaPesach, it needs to be that it won't blow over in the wind, just as a mechitza needs to be able to stand in the wind, so too anything that you put in place of a mechitza needs to stand in the wind. And even if the wind won't knock it down completely, if it will just blow it, that is problematic as well. The Mishnah Berurah does add, however, that if the lechi part of the bottom part of the lechi doesn't blow in the wind, such as it's nailed in with a nail of some sort, or it's tied very well to the wall, and therefore in the bottom 10 tfachim it doesn't blow, just above the 10 tfachim it blows, that's going to be okay, because we just pretend like the top part is not there.